Vitamin Water is from New York. We needed a drink that can keep up with the music scene in the city. We gotta see our favorite DJ perform in Brooklyn at 3 a.m. or sing karaoke in the Village, also at 3 a.m. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Who were you in that? Like, in your mind, what was the vibe of that intro?
It was Morticia Adams. Does that make sense?
I was like an action news correspondent. You were Morticia Adams?
When you said, who were you? That's the visual I got immediately. Because with the children, I thought we got a little weird.
I was like Nancy Newswoman.
That. Those two together, that's a great movie.
I guess.
How it's, Morticia met Nancy.
It's giving that movie that you love. What's it called? Death Becomes Her.
Oh, I don't know. Yes. Yes, I see you. I hear you. It's absolutely true. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know.
Guys,
it's been 2 weeks.
It's been forever.
Yeah.
It's been literally forever. We have
it's
so
been
much.
Literally 2 weeks, but it's been figuratively forever.
It feels like so long, though.
Yeah. Time
is fleeting.
Is a construct. Like, you know how sometimes I'm like, I both feel like.
Yeah.
It's been forever and it's been yesterday. That's how I feel about everything.
Yeah. Like when you're away, do you like miss your friends?
When I'm. Well, I mean, wait, what do you mean? Well, how long am I away?
Like when I was gone, I think
miss my stuff. I miss my home comforts. And if I'm not with Otis, oh my God.
Yeah. Really, but he was with you, I thought.
It's not even that I miss. I like feel a guilt, I think, sometimes when I'm away. Just about being away and not being in the, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that.
Like a nonsensical guilt, sort of.
Absolutely.
Do you miss like?
Like there were many times on the trip that I was like, first I went to that Merman store.
I saw.
And I was like, I remember getting Chris one.
I still have, yes.
And then I'm like, I can't help it. I think when I'm away, I get really like mushy. I guess I'm mushy at all times, honestly, all the time. But I was like, what should I like? I can't help but think of people and then be like, you know?
I think that's a nice attribute to have.
It's nice. I think going away is really nice, at least for me, because I'll be like, wow, I love my life. Like I remember at other times in my life, I'd go on vacation and be like, I don't want to go back. I have nothing back there. It felt so scary. And now to be like, God, I have so much.
Yeah. I definitely am not usually someone on vacation that's like, I could stay here forever.
Yeah.
I'm usually like, I gotta.
Get it. But there's a difference between
like
I gotta
get antsy.
You get antsy. Oh, yeah.
But you know, I'm like, I can only.
Yeah, yeah. I can only relax for so long.
Kind of.
I'm a great relaxer. I don't know what it, maybe it's the new me. No one relaxes like me. I kick my feet up. I was high the whole time.
Well, I'm high all the time too.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting. I guess I don't let myself smoke as much like here, which why is that?
Well, not high all the time, but like a light
high. most of the time.
Just a little to take the edge off,
just
you know?
Just for the edge alone. Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like it does make me a little more chatty.
Yeah, I like when you're chatty.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like...
Yeah, yeah, stoic.
And just in my head.
You're in your head. We want you out of that head.
And I'm usually what I'm thinking is like, I wish I was home.
Yeah. With my stuff.
With my stuff. What can I say? I'm a Taurus.
I love that about you.
Wait, guys. Last time we recorded.
Yeah. You guys are going to die.
Jesse and I were walking to the train and there's a very cute Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Just outside. And we were like, let's get lunch.
It was so fun.
They have like a prefix menu so you can get like an appetizer and an entree. Yeah.
And we did.
And we did. And listen, we walk in, there's no one there.
Literally no one.
But there was one other people, and there's like hundreds of tables.
Yeah.
We sit on the patio. The waiter is very nice.
So nice, this man. And like, we're outside on this patio, and it's like, we felt like we were in Italy. We said, we went from Brooklyn to Italy.
It was in Positano. I was living, yeah. And so then this guy comes, and he's got like a thick Brooklyn accent.
Yes.
And he's asking how long we've lived here.
Yes.
What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
We explain kind of what we do. And he's like, I have always thought.
Yeah.
That if I got content out there, I would be famous in no time.
And we've all thought that, you know?
And we're like, and he's like, I know that if I got out what I had to say, yeah, a lot of people would love it.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to my girlfriend about it. Like, I want to start making videos.
Yeah.
And he's like, so do you guys know like how I could? And I was like, Jesse's been directing more.
I'm like,
I also see the way Jesse is looking at this man. And, you know, Jesse is very...
I'm a cheerleader.
Romanticized situations.
Situations, yes. Where I say...
So I see that Jesse is like, oh, I'm going to help this man.
I'm going to help this man at least
in his
give
40s,
him a...
Like,
yes, exactly.
Take off and whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, like, so what kind of videos? Like, Instagram, TikTok? He's like, well, I don't really know how to do any of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to make videos and whatever. And so the conversation goes on a bit. At the end of lunch.
Yep. At the end of lunch where I thought maybe we all forgot, you know?
I was hoping. He comes back. Mind you, also, we're a little bit tripping on shrooms.
Yeah, that
Jesse
is important.
Jesse gave us those shroom pills and told me that I wouldn't feel anything. And then I got home and was fully tripping. And I was like, Jesse, what the fuck? I'm like, I have like so much work to do. I fully tripped for like 3 hours when
really?
I got home. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And, but anyway.
Was it fun though?
Well, it would have been fun if I had.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be on a Zoom call.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, he comes back and he's like, so how are we going to do this?
Literally.
And I'm like looking down. Jesse's like, what? And he's like, should I email you? You email me. Like, I have these videos ideas. I'm going to make a video and then I'll send it to you and you can give me notes or whatever. And Jesse's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, but just to let you know, it's going to be highly political. And you're not going to like, you're probably not going to like what I have to say.
Yeah, literally says that, which I'm like,
so in our, I'm like, okay, so this man is definitely like a staunch Trumper. And then he's like, so you think you can give notes and, you know, be objective on something? Like already kind of getting like
combative
about the fact
that it's not, we're not the audience.
So anyway, Jesse is now directing All Right Music. No, we left it. Jesse said she would email him.
I also said, I think I said, like, I'm not, you should, whoever's, like, I'm just not the right path. Did I say that or in my head I said it?
I think you said you were going to email him.
Well, I can't do that.
But in a very, like, awkward, because Jesse, it felt like it was going on forever, to be honest.
I was scared.
Like, the silence felt for, like, years.
the silence, the utter shock while we're both a little on shrooms.
And like, again, this romantic lunch moment ruined. I mean, as soon as... Also, wait, we left out one part.
What part?
After he walks away the first time, I look up to Jesse to be like, oh my God, how awkward is that? And Jesse has a single tear rolling down her eye.
Wait, that was before I knew what the videos were about.
This is before, but it made the impact of his statement at the end even funnier.
It did, because before Jesse that, I was rooting for, I was
shed
rooting.
A tear for this man.
I was like, I hope he does go after his dream.
I was like, isn't it so beautiful that people like, are still thinking of achieving that? And I was like, we definitely have very different experiences. And Jesse's response was, I think we had the same experience, just very different reactions. But then, yeah, like I said, you can't trust anyone. And he was, alt-right.
So we will be going back again today.
And we'll never be going back. The food was pretty good, though.
The food was good. The food was good.
He was going on about how it was the best Italian in Brooklyn.
It was pretty good. But I liked it a lot. I don't know if it was the best in Brooklyn. But the bread, wasn't the bread good?
I don't remember.
I went somewhere with my parents and like the bread was so good. You know, when you're at a good restaurant, you're like, they take care of the bread. Hello.
Yeah. Like any, what's the chain restaurant? No, they give you breadsticks.
Oh, yeah.
I like the bread when it's warm in a basket.
Me too.
With a towel on it.
Oh, and butter, like not already in the packet. Whipped. Yeah, whipped.
Like the Cheesecake Factory.
Like the Cheesecake Factory.
Maybe that is exactly where I'm thinking of, actually.
So they have good bread there. Yeah. They have good bread there. They used to have that sweet bread, too, where I was like, is this almost a donut in disguise?
I went to this restaurant, like in the Catskills last year. And number one, it was like a mansion turned into a...
Obsessed.
Like an old mansion into a restaurant.
Obsessed Very with cool. that.
And their whole thing, they had like half the size of this table.
Yeah.
And it was just like a mound of butter with a thing. And the waiters would just like hack off a giant thing of it. And I'm like...
It's the performance element.
I went to a restaurant bar that I think you'd be very interested in.
Okay. Go on.
I met my friend Lauren for dinner, and it's in the financial district. It's where her parents used to like go on dates when they were first dating.
Okay, obsessed. That'll be my love story.
And it is, what's it called? It's basically like, so it's five floors.
Love that.
It's like this whole old building.
Ooh.
And it's like the whole, it's like a restaurant.
Yeah.
But then there's like five different bars throughout the first. So it's like you like can walk in a circle and it's like all different like. Old timey bars, and then on the top floor is a piano bar.
Are you kidding me?
And then there's a museum because it's like a historical building.
What?
And it was very like,
oh my,
cool.
I want to do that.
Witchy.
I have to go.
You definitely.
How's the AC there?
Not great.
Damn.
Not as great as you would think. When we walked in, I said, "This is nice AC."
Yeah. As you moved up.
But then after some lobster mac and cheese.
Ooh.
And whatever, I'm like, it was getting pretty.
It was hot in there.
It was getting pretty hot. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I would do, like, Christmas time, I think it would be.
I was going to say, in the winter, the fall, that sounds like an excellent bar. In the summer, I only pick my bars pretty much based on AC.
As you should.
You have good AC? Great. I'll be there.
Let me tell you something. Whistles. If I could leave the city for the entire summer, I get why rich people go to the Hamptons.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah.
I wish I was rich and that I had a place in the Hamptons.
That would be nice, especially if there was a pool.
Of course there's a pool if I'm rich and in the Hamptons.
Yeah, of course there's a pool.
I would suck dick for a pool.
Did you all hear it?
Would you suck dick every day for a pool? Like if you could have, this is the barter.
Give it to me. Yeah.
You have a pool.
I love that.
You have I guess we have a whole house.
I like a house.
It's not crazy, let's say. No. You know, three bed, two bath.
Okay. But really nice new kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And really nice pool.
Okay, yeah.
The guy who owns it.
Okay.
Isn't hot, but he's not hot.
Okay. Does he have a beard or no beard?
He has a beard, but he shaves it when he has to go to something fancy and he thinks he looks better without one. He's that type of person. Okay. That's like, I'm going to a wedding. I got to shave the beard. No. And I'm like,
why? For who?
You look worse.
Exactly. Now I see more of your face.
I shave once every like couple months for just because I feel like for skin care.
Honestly, and people don't have your like, you have a
It comes in pretty quick.
Yeah, you always have a little. And I just think your face is good. But that's rare.
I mean, you got to hide the. Yes. The underbelly.
Yeah, but you have a strong face.
Thank you. But anyway, you have to suck this guy's dick.
Okay. Do I get to invite my friends?
For 16 minutes every day.
16 minutes?
Yeah.
Stop. Never have I ever.
16 minutes.
16 minutes?
Every day.
Actually, that's not true. There was this one guy I hooked up with who, like, he really tricked me good. Where, essentially, anyhow, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, do it.
No, I just remember, like, we hooked up. And when it was me, he's like, he was just being like, time is no object. And I was like, God, this is a turn on. Like, thank you for saying, he loves everything he's doing. It doesn't matter how long. Then I was like, now I know why you said that. Because
he took forever.
He took forever. Yeah. You know?
Vitamin Water is from New York. We needed a drink that can keep up with the music scene in the city. We got to see our favorite DJ perform in Brooklyn at 3 a.m. or sing karaoke in the village, also at 3 a.m. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
Well, okay, so remember that experience.
Okay, sorry.
Now, 16 minutes. It's shorter than an episode of a TV show.
Can I invite my friends?
They can't, like...
No, not to suck the dick, just to be in the pool.
Yeah, but they know what you're doing.
That's fine. All my friends would high-five me for it.
Yeah, you do it?
Yeah. In the summer, who cares?
He's married.
What? No, I don't want to do that. That I don't want to do.
Kidding. He's not married.
But he is dating your friend.
But he is related.
Would you do it?
For a pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like.
For sure.
You know, I've dated ugly guys. Let's be honest. Yeah.
And you don't have to talk to him after.
Girl.
You That's just meet up for cake. 20 minutes
If anything,
every
he
day.
Passes out after that. You just have the place to yourself.
Do you guys like a pool?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait. I don't know. I just find it weird that people love pools.
That's weird.
Who doesn't
what
love
do you
a pool?
Mean?
It's just, I don't know. Like, what do you,
you play mermaid.
It's the most fun thing in the world.
It's literally the, remember
you're
when
weightless.
Yeah, you're weightless. And you're cool. Oh, you're so
you can
cool.
do whatever you want. You don't worry about sweating.
Oh,
you're
my
like
God.
Wet and you're just like,
you don't like being wet?
Not really.
I literally have gone on vacation with people and I hear them talking about how much I... You know that clip with, what's his name, Tim Robinson? How they're like, you're only here for the zip line?
Yeah,
that's me when I'm at a place with a pool.
Me too.
When I was like in the villa in Spain, I could hear people talking about how...
Let him talk.
I was the fish.
Let him talk. I'm always
and
the
I'm
mermaid.
Like, I will live in the pool if I can.
When I went with my friend
I'm
to
Boston.
I'm
like shriveled.
Shriveled. Shriveled raisin. That's what I am. I'm a raisin in that sun. Okay? And I'm living my best life. I never want to get out of the pool. I can barely have a conversation in the pool if I haven't jumped up and down enough times. You know? That's my report. Just like jumping up and down.
I was like literally playing with my nephew in a kiddie pool the size of this table.
Oh my God.
Like fully submerged under my head underwater in this fucking kiddie pool because he wanted to pretend to drown me.
That's a fun game. Wait, we should do...
I can't believe you don't like a pool.
Yeah,
are you a fucking
weird.
Maniac?
That's a red flag.
Also, you don't... listen, you're a fellow man who hates his body.
Yeah.
I don't really like trotting around without a shirt on.
Let me tell you four things. Okay. Thing number one, I used to tell myself I didn't like a pool because I literally hated being in a
Same.
Baby
I got zone. Past that though.
And then I said,
because I love a pool so
and
much.
And then I said, what the fuck? Why am I not doing what I love and having fun and punishing myself? And now when I sit in the pool and I see people like punishing themselves and not getting in because they don't want to, you know, I'm like, get your ass in the pool. You celebrate yourself and you love yourself enough to be a mermaid and be a fish and have fun. And you'd be surprised how grateful you are.
You have not recognized a Chris Burns in a pool.
Can we do a pool together?
I turn into Jesse at a pool.
Wait, we have to go swimming.
Like the inner child only comes out if I'm completely submerged underwater.
I love that. I saw an app that you can rent a pool by the hour.
The thing is, here's my thing.
What? I would do that.
New York City pools are not what I'm discussing.
Yes, no, certainly
not. But we can take a car to the pool.
Because like the hotels in New York, they're like, amazing pool.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, okay, it is 3 foot by 3 foot and it's chock full of gay guys.
And I don't like a square. I'm like, give me a cool little design.
I need a deep end.
Exactly.
If I can't literally pretend to be a whale,
I'm not playing.
Then it's not what I'm looking for. What am I
going to play? Literally, do you do handstand contests?
Of course.
Of course you have to. You literally have to.
I'll throw rocks in the pool so that I can dive and pretend to get them.
That's so fun. Yeah, we have to play in a pool. Wait, let's name all the games we play.
So this is like Chris Unlocked. This is Chris having fun.
Chris Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Nobody else. You know who has people that have gone in a pool?
In a pool with you. I'm super jealous. I'm the same way. And I really denied myself that for so long that now when I'm in the pool, I'm like, I can't believe we're
hours,
in a pool.
Hours. Hours. I'll spend the day
the
in
whole
a pool
day. What am I not doing? Literally, what am I not? I was with my friend and her mom and her friend, and I was like, I couldn't stop swimming around and just like.
But that's the vibes have to be. I'm like, I don't need a pool party.
No.
No, it has to be like, you know.
Pool fun. Just come play in a pool with me.
Me and a friend.
Yes. Playing.
Playing in a pool.
Literally playing in a pool.
Only coming up to smoke weed and then to go back in. Like a
do you open your eyes underwater?
No. I wear contacts.
I'm a queen of that. I can see everything underwater.
You said that. I think I've heard this from you before.
I'm sorry, but I love that about myself.
Because remember, I'm a goggle guy.
Yeah, you're a goggle guy through and through.
Nose mask and all.
Have you done fins?
We've literally had this conversation, I think, recently.
I'm so embarrassed.
Fins
is my memory bad?
I have flat feet already.
First I'm hearing it, so I don't think it was on the pod.
I feel like
I'm sure it was. I do repeat. It's fine. But anyhow, fins are fun. And if you've never finned, I highly recommend because you go so fast.
It was never like a thing that I liked really, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. My sister's a swimmer. My sister's very amphibious. But like, I don't, maybe it is the body thing, but it's also just kind of like, it's such a to-do, it feels like to me. And also, I mean, I'm not great at having fun, frankly, but I mean,
you're not getting in the right pool.
Yeah, you're not getting in the right pool. You got to have fun. And the summer, like, pool is literally the most fun. We have to figure out how we're getting a pool.
I want an Airbnb.
Yeah.
That's just a giant pool.
Literally. And I do, if you're listening and you have a pool, please let us know.
Well, yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
But remember when I said it needs to be right?
Yeah.
Being at someone else's house while they're there.
No, they have to be out of town. Please be out of town, you guys. Just because I can't handle, like I said, I'm going to be a fish the whole time. I can't be on. I'd be stressed being on in a completely different way. That doesn't mean I wouldn't leave you the letter of a lifetime as well as a little gift and appreciation.
Well, we also could just find an Airbnb. Also, we don't need to take someone's free pool.
No, you're right. That's me being, what's the word, cheap.
We destroy their house and then
we destroy their house. I love jumping in the pool.
You know what I also love? What? A natural swimming hole.
I don't natural that well.
Like, okay, let me show. So my friend sent me the link to one, okay? And I'm going to show you guys. I'll put it on the...
Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
On the description app or something. Because well, actually, I don't know if I will. You'll have to DM me because I don't want you to know about this. Because I don't want a lot of people to know about it, I mean.
Sorry, it's a secret. It's just for you guys.
Your secret swimming creek.
Well, once a natural swimming hole is discovered.
It never goes back.
You're never going to.
It's like now everyone knows. And that's what's like, hard.
Look at it's pretty, right?
Oh my God, that's gorgeous. And it's clear, which I like, you guys, because the thing about me is I okay. don't like to think that there are things in the water.
Look at that.
Even if there are.
Gorgeous.
Literally gorgeous. I love it. We have to go. Where is that? Okay, you'll tell me later. You'll tell.
It's in the Catskills.
Catskills. Okay, got it.
Wow. But it really is. I'm like, I want to go. I need to swim.
We need to be in water.
I need to swim.
You need to swim. So sue you. We're going in the water.
But yeah.
No, what we're about, going in the water.
What about the ocean?
I'm not great in the ocean. First of all,
here's
it's freezing.
The thing about the ocean.
It's freezing.
You forget how much fun it can be.
Yeah, but it's right now when I went to the beach, the water is.
Well, where we're talking, I think when we're picturing beaches.
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm picturing like tropical.
Oh, I could do that.
You know?
Like clear again.
Like turquoise.
Yeah, like.
Shimmering.
Shimmering.
But sharks are out of control this year.
Okay. See, that part I don't love about it. Like, I loved body surfing as a kid. Like, thought it was so cool. But I never liked how I...
Jumping in a wave?
Yeah, I loved it.
That's the most fun thing that you can do.
Literally, right? And you feel...
A wave pool? You know what I want to do? A wave pool with no one else there.
Can I tell you something? I used to be in a wave pool pretending I was, like, in that movie where I'm in the raft, like, the rapids hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, that was well, me famously, the whole way I love pool. Any movie about raging water.
Yeah, like, it's so fun.
I love nothing more than raging water in any capacity.
Yeah.
On the TV screen.
Yep.
The River Wild, the original.
Incredible.
Gorgeous rushing water.
Yep.
I even like fucking that movie The Day After Tomorrow because of the tidal wave that comes into New York
wow.
City.
Wow, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Love it.
I would love
a whirlpool.
What's that? What do you mean?
Wait, isn't a whirlpool...
There where you get sucked down and die?
No. There was this pool that I would go to as a kid. I don't know where it was. It was in a hotel. And the whole side of the pool took you like... It was almost a long winding pool, but with a current. And it was great. The acting I was doing, the acting as if I was next to Meryl Streep in the...
Well, I've told you the story of when I was in the Caribbean... With my friend Steph, I was with my family, but Steph had come and we're the only ones that like went to this water park.
Okay.
And they have a raging river. So like think of a lazy river.
Yeah.
But it goes faster in parts. Overall, very disappointing. Okay.
Oh.
But they're like, you have to stay on the float, whatever.
Okay.
This is also like, 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not in peak physical.
Oh, okay.
Anything.
Okay.
I, of course, immediately, like, hit something and am flown out of the my thing.
Right.
And I'm now just, like, going down the raging river, and this woman starts screaming as though I'm drowning. She's on her thing. I'm like... And then the guy who's like working it.
Yeah.
Comes sprinting.
Oh my God.
Down the raging river and yelling at me to stand up. So you can just stand up in the fucking thing and the water is just rushing by you.
Yeah.
But everybody's like acting as if this guy is doing a major rescue to the point that afterwards, this woman that's yelling is shaking his hand and telling me that he saved my life.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I was fine.
You could stand in it.
Steph is just dying laughing. I'm like, I literally stood up and it was around like up, not even to my knees. Like, I'm like, it was just fast.
She was probably really believing in her head.
That she was in a raging river.
That she was in a raging river. And so based on her plot line, you were at jeopardy of dying.
Like, it was so embarrassing.
That is so embarrassing.
How do you feel about water parks?
It's been a while since I've gone. I normally used to find as a kid, I'd be like, this is kind of boring immediately. But
really, I mean, I feel like a water park can be fun, but again, it has to be when it's empty.
I also think I remember being in a water park and truly my thighs bleeding from chafing, bleeding. Like I was like, I'll never walk again.
My uncle once was going down a dark water slide and there was a fucking like screw sticking out of the thing.
Yes.
And it like ripped his arm like.
Oh.
Or like a piece where the plastic meets when they put the tube together. Those kind of stick up too. Water parks are.
Water slides are very dangerous. Yeah. Especially Mike's from New Jersey. The New Jersey is like the king of really dangerous water slides and roller coasters.
Wait, did you see what happened recently at the park in like Michigan or something?
What?
I don't know where the people got stuck upside down for like 30 minutes.
Ugh.
Upside down. Upside down.
I'm like, I don't know, 30 minutes?
Yeah, but they.
Wait, what? Are you, you don't think that's bad, Chris?
It could be worse.
It's bad for your blood or something.
Yes, it's really bad.
It's really bad for you. People were, they said, throwing up and like confessing things up there. Like they thought they were going to die. And then when they got the ride to work.
Confessing what?
I don't know. And then when they got the ride to work, they couldn't even just make it come down. They had to finish the ride.
Yeah.
So they had to keep like, and these people have been upside down for 30 minutes.
See, I like roller coasters and things like that. There's a lot more accidents than you would think.
They don't tell you stuff.
There's a lot of documentaries you can watch out there.
I know. And it's sad and it's scary. Makes you think. And I love roller coasters.
Would you ever do, did you used to go on rides at like carnivals?
Yeah, I did.
I was never allowed.
Because
my dad would say drunk carnies made them in the middle of the night, which is true.
He's right.
Because I've been on Craigslist, actually, where it's like looking for people to help put together the rides.
Oh, my God.
Like just random people. It's coming down and going up every like 10 days.
Yeah, dude. If you can pack it up and move it to the next town, don't ride
it.
Yeah, I guess I was a chancy little gal.
What about, you know, the pirate ship ride?
Yes.
That shit's crazy.
That shit's crazy. I did that a lot as a kid, though.
I haven't been to an amusement park since I was too fat for a roller coaster 10 years ago.
Ugh.
And I was like, well, that shame is.
That'll last me. I'm good. Thank you.
That'll last me a lifetime.
Jeez.
I did used to love an amusement park, though.
What kind of rides were you into?
I death defying.
Yeah. Right on the edge.
I would do them all if I could.
Wow. Yeah, I just don't like, you know, the old ones where your neck, I was like, okay, wait, I'm not young enough for this anymore. Yeah, where it's like thrashing your neck around. I remember my dad complaining about it when I was a kid, and I'd be like, grow up, old man. But now I'm like, oh, it hurts.
I don't like the, like, in the dark roller coasters.
Yeah.
And you know what else? Waiting in line.
I'm fun in lines.
What?
I play games in line. I have like the most fun in lines.
I'd pop your head off.
We used to play a lot of games in line. My dad would like.
Like waiting 2 hours to go on a roller coaster?
Yeah. I mean, it sucks.
Can't possibly.
Yeah.
I cannot possibly.
You got to get that fast pass thing.
Vitamin Water was born in New York because New Yorkers wanted more flavor to pair with all the amazing food in the city. Vitamin Water is so New York, its three favorite cheeses are chopped cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, and a slice of cheese pizza. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
I want to go to a roll. I want to be like on The Bachelor, where they like close down the amusement park and it's like just me and Chris Harrison.
Or you got to go. One time we went when it was like raining, kind of like lightly raining.
Oh.
And it was like we got the whole park to ourselves.
They used to do Great Escape. Have you been to Great Escape?
No.
It's in Lake George, but it's like Six Flags Great Escape. Six Flags bought it at some point because it didn't used to be. But they would do Fright Fest. So like in October, it was like the water park is closed, but the amusement park's open and it's like Halloween themed and scary. Very cool.
That's cool.
Because it's also like October weather.
That's so romantic.
Right?
I love that. Wait, what carnival games do you like to play? Or like games at those places do you like to play?
I can't say that I really am an aficionado.
That's so funny because I could see you being addicted to like one
totally.
Game. You know, where you're like, I got to go do the ball toss.
Whatever I got hyper fixated on in that moment.
Yes.
I like the water gun one.
That's fun. That's a fun one.
I could go. I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted a romantic carnival experience.
Me too.
And you know what? I've never had it.
I know. Me neither.
I don't know that it exists, really.
It's got to be someone who, A, wants to spend money. Like, that's an expensive date. They're taking you into, like, you know?
Well.
That you do. And you're there for, like, hours. You, I mean, it's a big date. I don't think you can do it until you're, like, I don't know, really like the person. Or maybe no one's done it for
I
me.
I feel like it's a great first date.
A first date? Really?
I think a carnival would be an amazing first date.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah. Early date, at least, for sure. First, second.
That's the only time you're going.
Okay, yeah. I guess. I don't know. Yeah, right. The one in Astoria that was there last week, like I went one year and the line for cotton candy was like 3 hours. I was like, is this a joke?
But see, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, me neither.
I'm talking about like a state fair.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like a state fair. Well, where can I find that?
At the Meadowlands.
They go all over.
Yeah, Jersey has one in the summer.
They have one right in New York
too. I think it was in Syracuse was like the big one.
Wow.
Where you famously lived for 4 years.
No one took me on a date there.
No one ever took me on a date to a fucking carnival or like, if someone was like, I want to take you to carnival, it would probably be like some gay bar on the Lower East Side. Oh, that's like a clown theme.
I would probably get there and the guy would be like, I can't do any roller coasters, but we can play the Scrambler. I'm like, ew, I'm immediately icked.
The Scrambler used to be fun.
My mom loved the Scrambler and she would laugh so much when she went on it. So it was really fun to go on it with her, you know?
Yeah.
And my dad would purposely always like mix up when they'd be like heaviest person on the outside. So he'd put one of us and then just smushes the whole time, which is so funny. We'd be laughing and laughing, thinking it was so funny that we're getting smushed.
Great
you
Escape
know?
Used to have the Scrambler in the dark. And it would be like a black light. So it would randomly come on.
I love that.
And it would
that.
Be like when you're like right there. Because you know how it would get really close to each other?
Okay, that's really fun.
Have you ever seen the movie Adventureland?
No, I don't think so.
I used to love this movie Adventureland with Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
And Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay, maybe I did see it.
And Ryan Reynolds.
They work at a fair.
They're like, it is a little bizarre. They're supposed to all work at like the amusement park in town, but it's supposed to be the summer after college.
Okay. After
it's college. Giving high school vibes, but then they're like going, Kristen Stewart's like going back to get her master's.
Wow.
But she's fucking Ryan Reynolds, who's supposed to be the like handyman who's married.
Oh.
And it's like the stories are a little
murky. Yeah.
But it was the highly romanticized like amusement park.
I bet.
And I think I loved it so much when I was young because I was like, this is what I want.
This is what love is.
Instead of working at the grocery store and only hanging out with fucking
I could tell you
Lydia from the meat department.
I worked at both Six Flags in Jersey and Disney World.
There, what did you do there?
I worked at the Rock and Roller Coaster in Disney World. They are not good jobs. They are brutal jobs.
I assume it's absolutely terrible now.
Yeah.
This is a small carnival situation.
Yeah, small carnival. Sorry, I...
Were you like the rides? Like,
yeah.
Go.
Go?
Yeah, leave. No, I'm talking about... That's what you did on the roller coaster.
You at Disney, you do like a rotation. So you work like you're a greeter and then in 20 minutes you move to like
I feel
whatever.
Like you thrive at Disney.
I would thrive at Disney.
Jesse probably would. It is a
you could be
very famous
running the place.
I really could. First of all, I'd welcome you. Welcome to Disney.
There's people that go to Disney every single day.
I know.
I see them on Instagram and TikTok and they're like we go to like, I guess they get season passes and they go every day after work.
Yeah. There's a girl I follow who lives. She says she lives at Disney World. I don't know what that means, but maybe like inside of it. But she'll be like, this is what I ate today at Disney World. And when I tell you, I watch those videos mouth watering.
Sometimes I don't buy it.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm like,
everything looks. And they're like, this is the most, and it looks ooey.
And they're like,
gooey.
Then I go to 677 Prime Steakhouse, and it's like a Mickey shaped filet mignon.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what it's like.
I'm like,
have you not been?
I've been to Disney World once when I was like...
Sorry. I'm crying how talkative you are today.
I'm sorry. Well, because this is my wheelhouse, man.
Disney World is your wheelhouse?
Yeah, my parents are Disney adults. They have season passes. They don't live in Florida.
How often do you go?
My parents go a couple times a year. I go... I haven't been in a while, but...
Should we go?
No.
Okay.
As an adult, unless you have kids, it's fucking kind of weird.
I'm
not going
to Disney. What if I'm super high? Does that make me more like
Here's what I'll say. I would go to Disney for one day.
Yeah, one day.
But I'm not doing like a trip to Disney.
No. This is what we do, right?
But then you have to go to Orlando, Florida.
This is what we do. Ready? Chris will... Okay, but you and I are going on a cruise at some point. Don't you cruise out of Florida?
Miami.
Is that close?
No.
Like a little?
No.
No.
Damn. I was like, well, maybe you could
Orlando's inland.
Inland.
There's no ocean.
And that's outland.
And Miami is the tip. Famously on the tip.
Yeah. Damn. Well, in my head, that was a really good idea.
I mean, Disney. Yeah.
For one day, be so fun. Epcot, I heard, is a party and a half. I was a kid when I went.
I'm kind of afraid that you'd go to Disney and fall in love with Disney.
You think? I don't think I'd fall in love with it. No offense to everybody who is. I just like, I don't think I'd fall in love with it.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think I would.
A lot of people cry at Disney.
Why?
People have weddings at Disney.
See, that's not me.
People you cry think at Disney because it's beautiful. By you. I don't think it's the wedding. I do think you would cry at Disney.
Why?
Because of how beautiful something was.
I mean, if I'm connecting with my inner child, I'll cry. Like, but I cry once a day. If
you saw the Magic Kingdom, you would shed a tear.
That's embarrassing. I don't think I would shed a tear.
I have seen lesser
women.
What's the word? I'm like, I have seen less crying women.
Yeah.
Shed tears at Magic Kingdom.
Maybe I've seen prettier things then. I mean, I don't think.
What about the tree of life in Animal World or whatever the fuck?
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
I don't think I cry at that.
I mean, you cried at the waiter at the restaurant.
Well, I cry when things happen and I'm like grateful. You know how many times I cried when I was away? 2 to 3 times a day.
That's exactly why I think
But I don't
would
think
cry.
I'm going to cry at a castle. I'm crying at beautiful things happening in my life. A castle?
Have you seen Magic Kingdom? It's absolutely stunning.
Okay, maybe I cry then. What's the big deal? I'd be like, this is a beautiful moment.
The fireworks show at Magic Kingdom?
I've seen fireworks.
And do you cry at them?
No. They're loud, and normally I have trouble with loud noises. I think fireworks are pretty.
If you did not shed a tear at Disney, I'll give you $500.
You're on.
$100.
I really don't think.
So you better keep them locked up, and now we got to go to Disney so I can make some money.
Yeah. I really don't think. I'm like. Yeah.
Epcot around the world.
I'm excited for that. I like talk about you have to go and you have to be like, I would eat everything and drink everything. I would be like, this is what today is.
Well, some people do. They're like, what I eat. I'm like, you ate all of that. There's no way.
Yeah, because you feel sick, I think, if it's hot. When it's hot, I can't eat hot things. I could eat a lot of ice cream. That I know. No, I could eat.
Ice cream, I'm like.
You don't like an. I remember when I was a kid. I remember this as a kid. We went to Disney World and I got a Mickey Mouse. Like chocolate, like it had chocolate around it and had caramel on the inside. And I remember eating that and literally being like, this is the greatest dessert I've ever had as a kid.
As a lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
I equate like ice cream treats with having to shit my pants.
You know what I mean? I understand that. And that would be bad for you, that one? Probably.
Any kind of, yeah.
Do you do like well with gelato?
Like frozen yogurt. I'm like, when people used to go for Froyo in high school, because that was like the big thing.
Me always.
I'm like, why? I can't even make it back to the car.
Yeah. Ugh, that sucks.
I mean, now I have Lactaid.
Thank God.
Thank God to whoever invented that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What are your summer treats that you eat, if not ice cream? Are you like a funnel cake person at a family?
I love a funnel cake. Okay. I haven't had a funnel cake in forever, but I do love a funnel cake.
You do love a funnel cake.
I like actually have been thinking about funnel cake a lot. I looked up how to make it.
If you make a funnel cake,
I think it's relatively easy.
Is it? How do you make it?
You just deep fry it. Yes.
Okay. What? It's just dough?
I think you can get like pizza dough even.
Yes.
And put powdered sugar on it?
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
Because I remember when I was an RA, my boss.
Yeah.
We would have like a monthly meeting or whatever. And yeah. one time she had it in her apartment.
Wow.
Because her apartment was in our building.
Mm-hmm.
And she made us all funnel cakes.
That is so cool.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Marcy, I see you differently now. That's fun. I at the beach, I ate so much. I had the time of my life. Have you ever had a caramel apple?
No. I grew up in upstate New York, but I've never had a caramel apple.
Well, no, this one caramel apple place, I feel like I'm in Hocus Pocus, too, with the apple, remember?
Well, yeah, I mean, caramel apples are like...
No, but remember he keeps talking about it? That's like odd B-plot, which Tony you're like, Hale what B-plot the fuck?
Of Hocus Pocus, too.
Where he's like, my apple! And I'm like, this is so humiliating for
the mayor of the town literally. Is just obsessed with getting a caramel apple.
Yeah. He ends up buying it at CVS, which like we've all been there, but that's sad. So, but the one I got, it's like they dip it in chocolate or caramel, then chocolate, then nuts.
See?
Too much for
it
you.
It needs the nuts.
The nuts.
Caramel with the nuts on the outside. Now we're talking. A candy apple, absolutely beautiful. Ooh. Well, they usually do it in peanuts. Crushed candy. Peanuts.
Yeah. You can do that.
I can do peanuts. Candy apple.
I don't get the candy apple.
That's hard. Beautiful.
Beautiful. But I'm like, I
love the
I
aesthetic
don't know
of a candy apple.
Yeah. Rip my teeth right out.
But I love the
taste
of a caramel apple.
So good.
Yeah.
God, that's good.
I want to go to a fair. Let's I also wish it wasn't 500 degrees outside.
Yeah. I know. But it's so hard in summer. I was saying like.
We got to find where there's a fair. We'll get an Airbnb by that fair
with
a
pool.
Pool.
Wait, when are we doing it?
Up, I guess, the fair schedule.
Okay, let's look up the fair schedule. We'll do it. We will do it.
Because.
We'll have so much fun, Chris.
I want, yeah. What if we met boys at the fair? I don't think there's going to.
That would be
it'll
wild.
It'll be the carnies.
I can't imagine that would happen.
We end up having sex with carnival workers.
That would be interesting.
See, that's one of my jobs. I wish that when I live another life someday, I want to work on the carnival circuit. I've always been drawn to like big events. I'm like, I've always been drawn to like the staff.
Absolutely.
You know, like it's I'm nice like, I always purpose. Make more friends that are the staff at weddings than people at the actual wedding.
Ain't it the truth?
I really connect with a waiter.
Vitamin Water was born in New York because New Yorkers wanted more. Like more flavor to go with all the flavor. A refreshing drink after climbing 6 flights of stairs to a walk-up apartment or standing in the subway station in 100-degree heat. Drink vitamin water. It's from New York.
I will say, when I was at the beach, I was in my flow because I was making friends left and right. I was making friends left and right. When I was playing mini golf, I went to play mini golf and my ball went into where it shouldn't. So I had to take it out and I accidentally almost tripped leaving it, which was humiliating. Mm-hmm. And this group of like teenagers, literally 16-year-old girls,
the other way, terrifying.
Saw me. I said, I'm about to get bullied. I'm scared for my life. This girl's like, are you okay? Which I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
Kids are nicer now than our day.
So then I go, I'm okay. I was like, here's hoping like I get it in under 3 or something.
She's like, I bet your teenage children are very proud of you.
No, this girl's like, you can do it. We're rooting for you. I'm like scared out of my mind. Anyhow, then afterwards, I do this thing now where I'm like, I'm Jessie. I'll like introduce myself. She tells me her name, Riley. Shout out to Riley if you're listening.
You gotta stop introducing yourself to all these teenagers.
Get out of here. So then I said, Riley, I'm going to root for you. So that's all we said. Then it was like, all right, good luck. But then 2 holes later or something, she goes, Jessie, I got it in on 2. And I went, way to go, Riley. And my dad was like, did you just make friends with a 16-year-old girl at the...
It's what I do now.
I said, sorry,
you
just an outgoing...
You should see me at karaoke.
Sorry, I'm just an outgoing person who makes friends wherever I go. And I wanted to. There was a part of me that was like, now this is stupid, but you know, I guess when I feel love, I want to give something always. It's just like what I want to do, I guess.
What did you want to do?
I wish I had been really wealthy and I was going to be like, hope this helps with college. Like, you know, I wish I could have done.
That's out of your... What if she's rich?
Yeah, I know. I didn't do
for
it.
For all you know, she's richer than you are.
She probably is. She definitely is.
Just don't write checks to random people you meet at mini golf.
I didn't. I'm saying, like, there was just a part of me that when someone's nice and, like, she was just up to me doing... I just thought she was a sweetheart. And I was like, I hope she knows she's so... I hope she never loses that.
Meanwhile, it was really a 30-year-old woman who just looked young.
Yeah. God bless me.
Good for you.
Chris hates that about me. What? But I really like it about myself right now.
I don't hate that about you.
Thank you.
I just...
don't like it. And I love that about you.
If you go missing someday...
You think it'll be from a stranger
and they're like,
I met?
Do you know, like, would she... Is she someone who would talk to a stranger? And I would be like, you have no idea. I'd be like, we definitely are looking for a body at this point. Let me tell you. For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Bobbing for apples.
And then we watch the security cam of you, like, meeting someone.
Absolutely.
Getting into
shaking
their dark
their hand.
Car.
They're like, could you help me? I'm like, of course. What do you need help with? Literally. Of course. What do you need help with?
It's like, in Buffalo... Well, have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't remember.
That's how, like, Buffalo Bill gets his people. He's like, can you help me load my car?
I know. And, yeah, unfortunately, I think I would fall for that.
I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Not a man, though. I think if a woman asked me, I'd be like, of course.
What if it's a ruse?
I know. You hear about those murders where it's like a woman lures a woman and then the guy is there. And you're like, I trusted you. I trusted you.
Totally.
So it is scary that way.
The thing is, it is scary sometimes.
It's scary out there. You Strangers. Know what I mean? So wait, so how was your trip?
My trip was good. Easy breezy.
I love that.
How was yours?
It was really good. Easy breezy.
Cool.
It was really fun. I loved it. It was a great time.
Did you go in the ocean? No, it was too cold.
No, I walked along it.
That's what we were talking about, jumping into a wave. There's nothing more freeing than jumping into a wave.
No. You are one with the ocean.
I'm ready to be. Every time I jump into a wave, I say, if this is the last thing
Take
I do,
me.
So be it.
So be it.
You know?
I hear you on that.
That's why, and I've said it before, I want my body thrown into the ocean. Can I tell you what? Have I already talked about this?
No, I'm a little scared.
My... theory on what we should be doing with human bodies
okay.
when they die.
Yeah.
Like, why are
yeah.
we not just taken to the ocean and our bodies just thrown into the ocean, right? Because when a whale dies, say,
yeah,
it creates an entire new ecosystem by the time it hits the floor of the ocean.
Wow.
Okay, because it feeds everything on top. All like all the fish, whatever, whatever, until it's at the bottom and it feeds all the bottom feeders.
Right.
And it's like good nutrition for the, like everything about it
yeah.
is helpful.
Here's my fear. I'm at the beach.
And the body washes up.
And a body, and then I'm, and it, maybe it's my friend. Like, I'm just like, I can't handle that.
Well, there could be safeguards in some way.
Yeah, there has to be safeguards.
Also, like how quickly are they washing up? Because after, you know.
It has to be
quick. I would assume
quick.
A day you're pretty gonna be unrecognizable.
Gone. Yeah. Okay, I get
like,
that.
I'm like, I would rather be eaten by sharks than put in the ground.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm like, would that make animals be like, wait, we love humans, we should eat them? Or like, we have enough of those, I feel sick of those things. I would love that. I just don't know.
I don't know the environmental impact.
I don't know the environmental impact is a thing.
And you like, know, if you die at sea, they just wrap you and put you in, do burial at sea.
They drop you right in. What do you want to happen to your body?
Like, I want all the hot people in town to come fuck it.
Oh my God. Not what I thought you were going to say.
I'm kidding. They wouldn't fuck it when it was alive. Why are they going to do it when it's dead?
Less talking. That's nice.
Yeah, that was my... I want to be cremated and poured into a river in Alaska because then I'll end up all over the world.
That's gorgeous.
Isn't that nice?
That's so nice. That's beautiful.
What about you?
I think I've always thought about the fact that, like, I love my...
What are you going to say?
What?
No, you go.
What? I was going to say, I love my body to help other people. So if they can take my body and, like, give parts or test it for science, like, I would be cool with that because I'd feel like that would be nice.
Yeah.
But if I'm mangled and they can't take anything from me, then I'd like to be cremated. And
this is dark.
I know. I don't know.
That you can, like, there's a body farm, basically, like, in Queens somewhere.
What?
That's, like, where, like, forensics people, it's, like, basically, like, they have to figure out how long, like, when someone's like, oh, she's been baking in the sun for 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, they have to see how what that looks like. So, like, you can donate your body, basically, to, like, the police, and they...
I wouldn't give it to the police.
A body farm where it's like they put it so that you will.
No.
They can like study how long it takes for.
I want to give it to scientists.
XYZ. And then at the end, they'll cremate the remains and give them to whoever.
I don't want to give it to the cops.
I've been obsessed.
Tell me.
With this court case going on in Massachusetts.
I started watching once you posted, but I was like.
I'm obsessed. I've watched, when I tell you. 8 hours of testimony from each person.
Okay, wait. So tell us what's going on.
Okay, so it's the Karen Reed trial, right? It's in its eighth week this week.
Eighth week?
And so she's being charged with murder, second degree murder.
Right.
And like...
her boyfriend, right?
So what they're saying is that she... Her boyfriend was found in the snow dead. At like 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
What they're saying is that she dropped him off at this party, then did a 3-point turn, rear-ended him.
Okay.
And drove away and left him to die in the snow.
I thought it was a party.
It was. But she was dropping him off at the party.
Right. So she wouldn't think anything's going to happen to him.
But they're saying she knowingly hit him with her car.
She hit him?
That's what they're saying.
He was
that he, she dropped him off and then she backed into him and then left him in the snow. But number one, the body had no
like tire marks,
bruises below the neck.
Interesting.
So like what it seems is like happened.
Yes.
Is the house that the body was found on. So he was a Boston cop.
Oh,
the boyfriend.
OK.
The house belonged to another cop.
Okay.
And his wife and his son.
Okay.
I think. Basically, it was like a party of cops.
Okay.
Who all are friends with each other in the same like friend group.
Got it.
The guy who gets lead investigator on the case, who's state police.
Yeah.
Has been family friends with the people who own the house forever.
Mm-hmm.
All of these tech, basically, it seems as though the guy got in a fight in the house, either was carried outside, wandered outside, fell over, succumbed to hypothermia, and died.
Wow.
Because he only has lacerations like on his face, like on his head and face, whatever.
Okay.
But the defense attorney is absolutely like incredible and has found so many obvious signs that it's like a massive cover up and they're pinning it on this girl.
Yep.
Who they're all like a group of friends that none of them liked her. She's the only one that's like not from here. And then he has all of the cops' phones and texts and stuff where they're basically saying like, we'll just pin it all on the girl. It's like so much worse than I'm saying, but like you just have to watch.
I saw him having to read like cunt.
Yeah, he called her a whack job cunt to his high school friends the day that it happened.
Ugh.
He's like texting his sister not to worry about her friends whose house it is, that they're not going to catch any shit. His handwritten notes, he lists like the 10 people that were at the party.
Yeah.
Including the son of his sister's best friend.
Yep.
And then in the police reports for the next 2 years, there's no mention of him in all of the police reports. It's like just the most insane thing I've ever seen.
It seems wild. The clip I saw where they were like, the guy was like, so it was 5:31 and you put like this other time, and he was like, typo. And he's like, you made a typo on every single number.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
None of them are right. You changed
well,
it
all
completely.
Of the security footage of like where they took her car to examine and test it is missing 50 minutes. Is cut from the security thing.
What do you know?
And they like inverted the video so everything was left as right. And the defense attorney finds this and like points it out. He also finds like the defense? Lead investigator's like, no, I did not know. I don't know the Alberts. That's the name of the people. Yeah. I did not know the Alberts is what he said. All to the D, everything. And he's like, you don't know the Alberts. And then has his phone where he's like 10 days before the murder, you're texting Julie Albert about babysitting your kid.
Oh.
And then he's like, well, I don't have a, we're not close. Like, I just assume, like.
You trust him with your child?
Literally. And the other cop who was at one point texting the girl that's on trial, like flirty texts.
Ugh.
Cause she's dating his friend, but like they're texting flirtily, whatever. And then she puts a stop to it. And he is given a notice, like, not to do anything to your phone because they're going to look through his phone. He just so happened the day before he got that notice to have his best friend, who also works at the police, extract like
wipe his phone,
the phone stuff like that, basically so he could be like, here's my stuff.
There's nothing
from the phone, but he like handpicked it.
Ugh.
And then took the SIM card out of his phone, broke the SIM card and threw that and his phone into a garbage can on a military base he had access to. And then the next day gets the letter not to do it, and he's like, well, yeah, that's, I just disposed of, it's normal.
It's normal.
The people that live there, it seems like it was the nephew.
Yeah,
is what people are theorizing.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody's like
covering it up.
Mm-hmm. The nephew's best friend, who said that she picked him up at the house at 12:10, so like that's what they're saying, he wasn't there when the guy got there,
right,
is an investigator for the DA's office. And her mother, who was also at the party, is the eyewitness that says she saw Karen Reed in the car. And then, and she has things on her phone, Google searches at 2:27 a.m. How long to die in the cold. And so it's just absolutely like the, you have to watch all the crime, all the court stuff, because it's like,
oh my god,
and all of them are like lying and so nervous, and it's like so clearly that they're just trying to,
yeah, thank god she has a good lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but anyway,
but
I messaged Ashley Flowers, my favorite podcaster, she's like, does Crime Junkie and all that. I messaged her to be like, you have to do this, and she messaged me back
and said we will.
She's like obsessed with it. They already did something. It was a nice answer.
That's a really nice answer.
But anyway, speaking of murder.
Yeah.
Until next time.
That's murdered
it.
The podcast.
I was
going to
wrap
good
it up.
For you. Is there any housekeeping? I guess not.
I don't know. Do you have any cleaning to do?
I can't think of a thing. This was so fun. Glad to be back.
Glad to be back. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yes.
And until next time, live every day like you're what? The eldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Vitamin Water was born in New York because New Yorkers wanted more. Like more flavor to go with all the flavor. A refreshing drink after climbing 6 flights of stairs to a walk-up apartment or standing in the subway station in 100-degree heat. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.